Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Louisa County Conservation Executive Director Katie Hammond about a prescribed fire workshop taking place at the Port Louisa National Wildlife Refuge headquarters February 22nd.
For this prescribed fire workshop, is this the first time that you are hosting this event?
No, we've actually held the prescribed fire workshop for landowners several times now. We typically do it every other year or every couple of years event. And so the last time we had it was in 2016.
Who all will be instructing it? Is it just yourself or are there other experts involved?
Yeah, no, there'll be a lot of people. So the class is being put on by the Lower Cedar and Iowa Valley Conservation Alliance. So it includes the United States Fish and Wildlife Service at Port Louisa, Louisa County Conservation, who I'm with, Muscatine County Conservation, the Nature Conservancy is part of it, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, and the DNR. And so there's a lot of partners that play into this.
And why do you host this workshop?
Well, this workshop is just that. It's just a workshop. It's not a certification. It's just simply a one-day training to help make attendees more knowledgeable about using prescribed fire as a management tool on their woodlands or prairies. And so we know there's a lot of people out in our counties who are putting fire onto the landscape for management. And this workshop is just to kind of help people understand a little bit more, like the benefits of fire, how to set goals and objectives, how to have a plan so you know what and you can predict what the fire is going to do and how it's going to react. We go over things like fire weather, constructing fire breaks, tools that you can use, lighting techniques, and then, of course, safety, safety, safety is a big thing.
The attendees for the workshop, are they typically newcomers for prescribed burning?
Yeah, a lot of the attendees are new. So there's a lot of people, there's a lot of landowners that have either CRP or WRP in the counties. And with that program, they're required to do some sort of mid-contract management on the areas. And so fire is one of the things they can do. Mowing a lot of times is another thing. And so this kind of gives them some of the information that they need. It also brings a lot of these people together in a class where they can meet each other and maybe share resources. I'll help you, you help me sort of thing. One of the best benefits of the class, besides the knowledge that you get, is that the group has some firefighting equipment that people are allowed to check out after they've taken the class. And so it's a fire cache, C-A-C-H-E, stocked with tools like bladder bags, drip torches, Nomex suits, and other kind of fire-specific tools that the average person might not have. And then you meet other people who can help you.
What are the benefits of prescribed fires?
Well, they're kind of different for the different areas, but say, for example, on a prairie, if you, plant a prairie or you have a native prairie on your land and you don't ever do any kind of maintenance, you don't ever burn it, you don't ever mow it, you don't ever cut any invasive species out, eventually that prairie is probably going to turn into more of a timber area. If it's in a low area, the willows move in or other kind of invasive trees will move into the area. And so then that shades out all of your grasses, and then pretty soon you're starting to look more like a timber or a woodland instead of a prairie. So it's a really great way to try to keep your prairie a prairie.
Are there any misperceptions about prescribed burning that you typically try to dispel during these workshops?
No, not necessarily. The biggest thing that we try to do is just say, we know that people want to use fire and put fire on the ground, and we just want to kind of put some ideas out there to, pay attention to wind speed and direction, pay attention to relative humidity. Sometimes you think, oh, it looks like a nice day, but if the relative humidity gets below, say, 25%, things are pretty explosive out there, and stuff that you wouldn't expect to burn might be burning. And so fuel moisture, there's a lot of different weather things that go into it. And then, having really good burn breaks is going to be a lifesaver too, because that's going to keep you from having to fight the fire so much if you have a good, solid dirt burn break where it's not going to burn across that area, that you can stop the fire easily.
And what do you hope people will take away after attending the workshop?
Well, one other key thing of the workshop is that at the very end, we allow landowners to bring a map of their own personal area that they are interested in burning, and they can ask, you know, very specific questions about how, which wind conditions you might do it with, or other parameters, or how big of a boundary that you might need for a fire break and stuff. And so that's a really great part of the workshop too. Really what we want people to take away from the workshop is to just think safety, safety, safety out there, because we want to preserve, you know, people's houses, other people's land that we don't want to burn. And so by giving people some information about good ways to burn, hopefully we'll have less accidents where fire escapes our areas.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Loayza County Conservation Executive Director Katie Hammond about a prescribed fire workshop happening at the Port Loayza National Wildlife Refuge headquarters February 22nd. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.